So Diane will be going more into detail about taxes in a later section. But a question I'm often asked is, how do I find good advisors? And I think that's a very relevant question. I can only give you my process via which I went through. As I said, when I was working for the Xerox Corporation making a lot of money, I quickly found out I didn't need a tax advisor because the government took all my money anyway. There was nothing I could do. On top of that, any money I spent on that advice was an after-tax expense anyway, so there was no advantage in it. So that's when my rich dad said, go learn how to invest in real estate. So I went from the E to the I quadrant simultaneously at that point, and I started to buy real estate. At that point, I needed some advice. And I went out, and I went to one of these little meetings, you know, these breakfast clubs, and I met this guy who was an accountant. And my rich dad didn't tell me too much. He says, go do it. Just do it. So I met this guy. He seemed like a nice guy about my age. And so he's giving me advice. And one day I was wondering, why is my advice, I'm still paying too much in taxes. I'm not getting the advice I want. Plus, I wasn't making that much money. So I went to his office, and there I sat in front of a real nice guy. Sitting on one side of his desk was a pile of manila folders. Probably had 100 folders there. And I saw him shuffling through it, and he found my file. In other words, I was one out of maybe 100 to 200 clients. And I realized how unimportant I was to him. And he says, well, let me refresh myself. He's going through this. And I realized why I was paying so much in taxes was this guy was collecting my fees, but he wasn't really doing that much for me. And he was just too busy handling more important clients. I said, boy, I better look for somebody else. So the next thing I did, I went to a Big Eight firm. I think it was Price Waterhouse or one of these guys. And I met this young accountant, and I sat there, and I got sticker shock again. His tax bill was higher than all the money I made. I mean, I couldn't believe it. The reason his fee was so high was because he was charging like he would charge to a company that made billions of dollars, and here I am under $100,000. That's a classic example of going to somebody you don't need his advice because you're not even near that league of advice. You know, someday maybe I'll need a Big Eight accounting advisor. And so finally what happened was my real estate was going along. I met this other guy. He was doing okay. Then my business took off. I started the nylon wallet business. And suddenly I needed almost a forensic accountant because being young entrepreneurs, we started the company. We had no records. So we had to bring this accountant in to assemble the records for us. I learned more because I had made so many bad mistakes. His name was Earl. I remember sitting down with Earl and he'd sit there. He didn't say, you dummy, you idiot, but he kindly said to me, he says, do you know why you need this now? Do you know why you need this now? So suddenly I had almost a bankruptcy type of, he wasn't a bankruptcy guy, but if I didn't have him close by to me, I would have gone bankrupt because I wasn't keeping good records. As Diane said, the IRS forces you to be a good businessman because it forces you to keep good records. Then I hired a bookkeeper to make sure the records were in place. And this is how I learned. So Earl did this good job, but Earl was not aggressive, so we got another one. And that's how I learned through trial and error by finding out what I needed at that moment to learn. And I met people who were willing to teach me. By the late 1980s, I met another accountant, and he was very good at small business, which I was. And he was just a great accountant. He taught me a lot about running a small business. But then after the 86 tax reform act, when I started to buy tons of real estate, well, this account did not buy real estate. So suddenly he couldn't advise me anymore. And when Kim and I sold our business in 94, we no longer had a business, we had real estate. And when I had real estate and I was now entering the realm of the wealthy and the rich, I realized my old account, although he was very good as a small business account, he was no longer good for me in my new evolution or my new incarnation. And that's when I met Diane, because Diane only handled wealthy clients and people who had a lot of real estate. When I asked Diane about real estate, I found out she had more real estate than me, and she really loved it. So that's why Diane has become my accountant. She's become accountant to many of my friends, simply because as we changed, I had to change my advisors. And one's not good or bad. It's just where you are at that moment. So I think the most important thing is find out where you are right now. As I said, start with managing your own financial statement. Then go around and interview different accountants. Find one you like. You know, find one that will be willing to help you. It means more than just, you know, do your taxes for you. Guide you, educate you, and advise you. That's a good place to start. But also remember that as you change, maybe you should change your advisors also. So another bit of advice or ideas on how you can meet the right advisor is I've often found that if I go to a seminar, I meet people who are just like me, kind of interested in the same subjects. So I went to this investment seminar on real estate and I met a bunch of other characters. And I started asking them, I said, who would you recommend? And people kept recommending this person called Diane Kennedy. And I said, well, if two or three people recommend her, she might be worth talking to. So that's how I began to hear about her, by hanging out with people who were going in the same direction I was going, attending the same seminars and classes I was attending. Anything you want to say about that, Diane?
We've been talking about the two pillars, the accounting and the tax piece. And I think more than anything, you need to find a good accountant, a good advisor, good tax attorney, whoever is on your team. You have to find someone who's good in those areas and someone you can be in complete confidence with, not only their abilities, but with sharing details of your life. A lot of people say that they tell their accountant more than they tell their spouse. And you know what? It's true.
Right. Because when you're talking about money, if you're not willing to be intimate, then you have to lie to your accountant. You don't need an accountant after that. So there's a lot of times, you know, I mean, Diane has seen my ups and she's seen my downs. She's seen my mistakes. She's seen my write-offs. She's seen the investments that didn't work. She's seen the ones that have worked and all this. So she is fully apprised of all my wins and my losses, my brilliance and my stupidity. And if you're not willing to do that with your accountant, or your accountant doesn't want to hear that, then you should find somebody who is interested in your deepest, darkest secrets as well as successes.